Yes, I am Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation, especially medication review and initial evaluation for comprehensive counseling. Patient was seen in an office. Period. Date of evaluation is March 10, 2025, subject to agita. Mr. Newman, first patient is, patient was seen via telehealth. He has consented for telehealth appointment, although he was seen in office. The first patient is Kip Neiman. Date of birth is 12/16/1988. Telephone number is 586-260-0940. Subject data. Neiman has been working in New York after completing his PhD degree in chemical engineering. He has been in treatment for bipolar, mood disorder, depressed. Patient was doing fairly well. However, he is still suffering from deep depression, which he described that at times he has been not feeling good, having no interest in anything, but denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts. Patient has history of isolated withdrawal behavior from long time. Further, he has been undergoing therapy for a long time, but has not shown an improvement. But the depression is better most of the time, functioning fine. He denies any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any mood swings, denies any feeling of hopelessness, helplessness, worthlessness. The medication was adjusted and changed from fluoxetine and seroquel to bupropion XL 300 mg daily with limited chain. Lumetazine was given 200 mg twice a day to control his underlying depression, as patient does not want to take any lithium. During the course of my evaluation, he was further explained other mode of treatment, including seroquel at least 300 mg daily, Latuda in combination with antidepressant. And also, if this medication is not effective, other options like Rexulti was discussed, but he does not want to make any change today. He liked to try with the same medication. About a month ago, he went to the urgent care because of the chest pain, and he was seen by cardiologist. He was subjected for EKG and complete blood workup. Everything was normal. The cardiologist has recommended to get a stress test, and after that a treatment plan will be made. I further discussed that if he I'd try some other medication like Rexulti or Rexulti in combination with the antidepressant. But since he has bipolarity, maybe Latuda in combination with the medication should be worthwhile. However, he wants to hold on medications and like to get opinion from his cardiologist. It was further discussed that he has to work on his diet and weight and improve his social skills by interacting with the people at work, and also goes to the program. Patient is currently on Lamictal 100 milligrams twice a day, but he was taking only 50 milligrams twice a day. I further discussed, since he does not have any rash, he should get 100 milligrams daily BID, Wellbutrin XL 300 milligrams daily, Fluoxetine 20 milligrams, 3 tablets daily. I will reduce the dose to 40 milligrams daily, Clonopin 0.5 milligrams daily. Patient was alert, oriented, his mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, his speech was clear. He denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. Patient is concerned. It appears to be it appears to be characterological depression due to the isolated withdrawal personality and limited no social interaction. And but he claimed that once he get opinion from the cardiologist, then he work on his medications and also try to do more exercise and more improve his social skills. Assessment: bipolar mood disorder, depressed. Continue the lamotrigine 100 mg BID, wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily, fluoxetine 40 mg daily, clonopin 0.5 mg daily. 30 day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect explained. Prognosis guided. Next relation is David Sabo, DAVID, Sabo, SABO, and date of birth is 6/23/1977. Date of telephone number is 586-422-484-8840. Subjective agenda: David was seen via doxy. He was alert, oriented, cooperative. Described that he has been feeling good, sleeping good, eating good, but sometimes he gets some jitteriness, which I explained may be due to prolaxin. I further discussed the risk side effect of the prolaxin in the form of dystonia, tremors, akathisia, tremors, but he discussed so far so good. I also explained that he does not have to take both the antidepressants. He continued with the japraxone, maybe take some mood stabilizer, but he does not want to take lamotrigine or any Depakote. Yet, patient was also recommended that since he has been having pending core date, he should see a therapist and work on his ongoing issues and the problem. He promised to do so, but it has been going on for last few months, but he did not make any effort to get a therapist from the office. Patient reported that he's a core date on April, period, and he want to, case should be get over. He was charged for police, does not listen to the police and ran out of the car. Currently he has an attorney who is working with him. Assessment: schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, no active symptoms of psychosis. Encouraged to see the therapist to work on his difficulties. Continue with the current plan. Patient does not want to make any change in his treatment. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment: plan, continue with the supportive plan. I sent the prescription for 30 days. Patient was further explained to see a therapist. Prognosis guided.